listening to the best of Drew and Mike. We're off for a few days, but the Drew and Mike store is open. Visit DrewandMikeStore.com and visit Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. DealsInTheD.com is we're in the middle of their Jeep celebration event, and they want you to be part of it. During the event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $180 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you're more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Or 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. Take advantage of these great deals now at Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
New survey. Almost half of all men trim or shave their legs.
What? Really?
Almost half.
I have a buddy that shaves his legs.
Why does he do that? Is he a swimmer? Is he trying to go faster?
How do you know that?
Because we've seen it and ragged him for it hard. I mean, when a guy has hairy legs one day and then shows up the next day and the hair is gone, it's not too hard to figure out that he trimmed it. He's a very hairy man, half Lebanese dude.
But when you shave all that hair, doesn't it look weirder when you shave like
crazy? He trims it. He doesn't. It's not smooth. He trims down his leg hair.
So he takes it over his whole body?
You know what? I don't know if he does his whole body. Definitely does. Did his legs in college. Oh, sure. Hi, Nate.
Does he still do it?
Oh, you want to call him?
Not really.
Let's call him. No, he's a good dude.
Doesn't that make it come back thicker?
Yeah, we call him back. We'll call him. Let's I don't care. Him. Sure. Fine with me.
I think he's been on the air before.
Oh, good.
I think. I'm not sure. Let's see.
Is he about shaving his legs?
His pubes. Let's see.
51% say, that's weird. I would never touch my leg hair. 33% say, I don't shave clean, but I do use a trimmer to cut it down.
And the rest are liars.
And 15.3% say, it's not weird. I shave my legs frequently. Following the fruition of the metrosexual, it's... Initiators coined the next stage in the evolution of the spornosexual, a group of men who strive to look like sportsmen or porn stars. This tendency towards smooth-shaven buffness is behind men becoming body conscious. What do you think about 30% of women like a man who trims leg hair down? Really?
What?
22% like a man with clean-shaven legs? Chicks? Ew. 22% of chicks? That's more than half the women surveyed.
Like shaved all the way down, like smooth?
22% like smooth shaven legs. Weird. Okay, here's how the women responded. It's weird. Guys shouldn't touch their leg hair. 49.3%. I don't like clean shaven, but I do appreciate a man who trims leg hair down. 28.5%. Or it's awesome. I love a man with clean shaven legs. 22%.
I just remembered why we called Nate last time on the show.
What was that about?
He didn't own a TV.
Oh yeah,
remember Nate?
Yes, now I remember.
I don't know if he.
And how did he rationalize that?
He watches everything online.
He must miss stuff all the time. He wants to see.
Yeah, you know what it is? He gets it late. You know, then it gets posted online. And he
so he's like Mike Clark. He's talking about a movie like 3 years
behind.
Ago.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Hey, have you seen?
Yeah, I text him, told him to answer. I hope he answers.
I don't think you miss anything online.
This is Nate. I'm unable to take your call.
Nate!
Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Is he shaving? Is he shaving his legs?
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh, sorry, Nate. You're probably shaving your legs. Maybe you'll try back. It's Drew and Mark.
He will. He didn't care.
And Charlie.
Hi, Nate.
And Jay, you want to leave him the number to call back?
He's a big fan of yours, Charlie, by the way.
He is?
Yeah, he loves you.
All right, man. Don't stop it.
I don't know if he loves you enough to stop shaving his legs.
The hell's the matter with you?
Hey, and a related story.
Bye-bye.
Is the bush really back in fashion? Society Bible Tattler declares we should all leave our private parts as nature intended this winter. They're declaring that bush is back, not full bush.
I didn't read the Farmer's Almanac. Are we expecting something this winter?
It's not back, is it?
The bush is back in fashion. It's here to stay.
What?
According to Society Bible Tattler, magazine has declared that fuzz has become a la mode once more thanks to the like of Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga, rendering hair removal somewhat passe.
Wrong.
They reference a couple other celebrities who are growing full bush.
That's it. I'm voting for Trump to make America great again. We're not going to have Bush. We're going to have too much bush everywhere.
Shaming down there.
Hillary's not bringing bush back.
I've never hooked up with a girl with a bush, ever.
Really?
Ever.
Not even mini bush? Like a...
That says you're a millennial.
Yeah, not even a strip?
Nothing.
Really?
Well, now we know what Michelle does.
There you go. That is true. That is true.
Yeah, Brandon wants to say something, but I think he's regretting it now that I pointed that out.
A-listers Cameron Diaz. She's in it.
What?
Is she an A-lister anymore?
You've been surprised?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a horrific surprise.
Cameron Diaz and Gwyneth Paltrow are extolling the virtues of going natural. So Cameron Diaz has a bush, as is Gwyneth Paltrow.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's just not hygienic. No wonder STDs are up. Did you know that? STDs are way up.
Are they? Well, that's because Jim Carrey's got 90 of them.
He's been passing them around left and right. Yeah, no, I think chlamydia, syphilis, and what's the other big one?
Herpes.
Herpes are way up.
Yeah. That, boy, that story is...
Among millennials.
That story is so gross. Read about that girl's got these bumps down. She's like, I've got these terrible bumps down there. And Carrie's telling her, and these are on text messages. Oh, those are just friction bumps.
What is this from?
From the text messages between... Her mother put these out. Ooh. Well, first her husband put them out, and then her mother put them out.
Who?
Jim Carrey's text messages to the girl that killed herself.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Katerina.
Yeah, his girlfriend killed herself. And so,
oh, man.
It turns out one of the reasons she did was because she had three STDs, all of which she believed she received from Jim Carrey. Although he said, when she said she was going to the doctor, he said, just remember, if you have anything, you probably got it from somebody before. They stayed dormant for a while.
Oh, God, what a dick.
And when she declared that she had three STDs, he dumped her. He'd been with her for a year.
Wow.
He comes across horribly in this thing.
He did it by sending a video of himself going, all righty then.
Yeah, the top 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
What top 10 celebrities down with Bush. Take it away, Brad.
Down with Bush?
Yes.
So these are people I'm not going to be fans of.
The top 10 chicks. This is according to the richest.
This makes sense.
With Bush. And, of course, Kourtney Kardashian starts at number 10.
She has a bush?
Lady Gaga, as you guys stated. Jenny McCarthy.
Of course. having a bush leads to autism.
Lisa Vanderpump from The Real Bush of Beverly Hills.
The Real Bush of Beverly Hills.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
That makes sense.
Oh, gross. Silver.
Lucy Lawless.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Solange Knowles.
Whoa.
And she's...
Is it feeding back?
I love that lisp.
Bush.
Ellen Page. That's
Ellen
lesbian
Page.
Bush. Wow. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Bush.
And of course, Cameron Diaz.
Thank you, Brandon. I knew we'd need a megaphone tonight.
Can you please find a list of the top 10 without Bush?
Well, how do we verify the fact
the rest of the universe
that they have Bush?
Charlie's so concerned about the reporting of the stuff.
It's self-reported. They've all made
never
comments.
That's
reporting. What I want to know. Is this on Twitter? What's going on?
That's from the richest.
Self-reported.
Yeah.
Self-reported.
This is from Jim Carrey.
I mean, he knows. Everyone in Hollywood knows.
What did the mother of the girl that killed herself, does she just said something to the effect that she wants him to
admit that he's got...
Oh, yeah, she wants him to admit publicly that he has these three STDs.
Oh, good luck.
She's going to...
good luck.
She has some medical report, apparently. I don't know if her daughter had it or what, but...
Okay, go ahead. Release it. I'm not admitting anything.
Oh, aren't you a big man? I guess she got it from dormant people.
You're the puppet.
Wrong.
You're the puppet.
Wrong. No, you are.
You are.
You are.
You are. You're the VD.
All right, ready for some real creepy shit?
Oh, can we go any lower?
Yep. Charlie, this is the Milwaukee cop who was involved in which shooting? He shot...
another black man.
A motorist? Was it a motorist?
A car chase,
yeah,
right?
It was a traffic stop. Yeah. He took off. They knew each other from the same neighborhood.
Oh, that one. Oh, that's right.
And the town burned.
Duh.
And as the town's burning, this cop is at the bar.
Hey, before you get to the bar, do we believe, all the information we have up to now, Does the shooting appear to be legit or not legit?
Gonna have to wait. I don't. Where's the video?
Okay, no video.
Still waiting for the video.
All right, is he being supported by the chief?
This story you're about ready to tell the audience throws it into a little bit of a.
Oh. Oh.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Isn't the chief there a little wacky? Or no? Am I thinking of a different police?
The sheriff is.
The sheriff. Okay.
Yeah. That's the black guy that you know. It's called.
Yeah.
Calling people animals.
Yep.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
What was that?
Brandon looking more bush.
Oh.
No. No more bush.
Brandon looking at more.
No more
bush.
Brandon checking out more Dallas Steel. Seeing where his limit really is with Dallas Steel.
Dallas has no bush.
It looked like he went 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
He also shaved his legs.
All right. Is it almost time to call our.
Yeah.
Our ghost shipman? This guy took a video of what he calls a ghost ship in Lake Superior. It's something, I don't know, Trudy, what do you see when you look at it?
I see Lake Superior fog, and through the fog there's something out there, and it could be anything. But some people think it's like a 50-foot Jesus.
With a staff.
Yeah.
There's no
walking
Jesus.
Across
I know.
Lake Superior.
Yeah.
1.2 million people have, it's clearly gone viral.
Right.
In just a couple days. And I mean, the numbers are climbing as we speak. But the thing is, he says that after 20 minutes, it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could it be that there was a, I don't know, a fairly large ship that had a wide, I don't know, something wide that makes it appear wide, and it just drove away after a while?
There is no God.
Except it doesn't.
Yes, it drove away.
Does it look like a ship to you at all?
No.
Not really.
But someone thought they saw a giant pirate ship. So
that is cool.
Oh my God, people are dumb.
I know, people are nuts.
It looks like it could be, if it was anything, if it was a ship, I see what would be maybe a giant sail, like an old ship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How do you see this if you want to look for it online? Of course, we'll have the link.
It's Ghost Pirate Ship on Lake Superior. Or Ghost Ship.
Okay. And who are we calling? Who's this dude?
Jason.
Jason?
Jason.
Hasselin.
Hasselin.
Jason. Alrighty.
Jason. He's a good guy, though. He really is.
So you talked to him on CSX?
No, I just talked to him this morning, setting this up. Hey, Jason.
Back in sloppy seconds.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Jason. Trudy just started laughing, unfortunately.
Hi, Jason.
It's
how are we doing?
Good. It's Drew, Mark, and Trudy, and you sound really intense. Have things gotten pretty serious the last couple of days with this discovery?
It's been getting a little intense since I woke up this morning.
because of how stupid it is, or what?
Mark.
Right. That's about half the comments, but you know what? if anything, it's advertising.
Same for the end, Mark.
Jeez. And gets people here, so.
Yeah. How
not
many,
Detroit.
How many
but,
views?
You know,
yeah, that's okay.
How many views so far?
Let me jump over to my Facebook page. The last time I looked at it, I was looking at about 1.9 million.
1.9 million. Oh, my God.
And actually, right now, it's going viral in Russia.
Wow.
That's pretty weird.
Now it's apparently, I know it hit the big time.
What is
apparently,
the most...
the Ruskies have nothing better to do but watch the Upers, so I don't know.
Spying on us.
What is the most common? what's the most common thing people seem to believe it is? Besides
well,
people saying it
isn't. Locally tells me I'm an idiot, and if I believe it was a ghost ship, then apparently I belong on it.
Okay, let's eliminate all the people who think you're an idiot, and the people who think it's something, what do they think it is?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Actually, there are some separate crowds right now because of this video. You have your UFO believers who think it's a ship coming out of the water, and I've seen multiple posts in articles on that.
Hmm.
Some believe on your religious side, it's Jesus walking across Lake Superior with a staff in his hand.
Huh.
Which, again, I guess if you want to believe that. And other ones are talking about the flying... was it the Flying Dutch or Duchess or whatever the heck that is? And,
what about the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Fitzgerald.
Right, or the Fitzgerald. Well, the Fitzgerald would have been about 100 miles, I think, to the east of where I was.
So geographically incorrect.
Well,
I mean, you know, Lake
Superior
is a
ghost ship. But does it have to be in the same place where it went down with a ghost ship? Is that
right.
How the rules work?
Well,
I don't know.
Weird. you know, what was really weird is I was out there with a musician from the Detroit area, Kevin B. Klein. And he's the one who actually pointed out to me and said, dude, what is that out there? And kind of like a little fog kind of rolled out, and there it was. And
well, it is really.
I couldn't explain it to him.
Jason, it's really strange. I have to admit, I'm one of the most skeptical people with stuff like this, but there is something there. What is it?
Right.
What?
Right. You know, everybody local keeps telling me it was this lighthouse located some miles out.
That makes sense.
I don't know if I can believe that. But
it's so far away to be so big at such a distance is what's confounding.
Yeah, but there's water and reflections and things get magnified or,
Science
plus
guy.
Plus a White House, there's two.
Okay, it's a ghost ship.
There's not just a White House because there's two things there. It's a White House and something else.
Maybe it's a double reflection.
A lighthouse.
A double rainbow?
Yeah, it's just, it's pretty crazy. And people are going, well, it's a ship. And I'm going, well, unless that ship, if you were standing next to it, it'd probably be like a mile into the sky. So I don't think so.
Yeah, that's really strange. Has anyone been in contact with Gordon Lightfoot to get his thoughts on this?
Right. It's weird. I found my video on the Weather Channel this morning. They were talking about it and explaining it as a weather phenomenon and this and that.
Was it Roker? Who was talking about it?
No, Weather Channel.
I'm not even sure who it was, right? But, I mean, CNN, Fox News, I mean, they're all sharing it and using it around now. Russia Today, which is RT, they own a bunch of them. Arabic stations, even it's literally gone. It blew up.
Maybe it's their submarine.
What did the weather?
Well, my wife keeps telling me. Hopefully, Ellen DeGeneres is seeing this, and maybe she'll put me on the show and buy me a new van. It's a really neat one.
I know she puts anybody on the show and then gives them prizes for no reason. I mean this deserves a prize for no reason.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was a pretty incredible night. Now, I took these guitars from the Detroit area. Now, like I said, bear country. There's a rumor, possibly, I don't know, that they walked around the car and peed around it to keep the bears away from us because we slept at a wayside.
What?
And
I'm so lost.
Maybe I was a little overboard. But, it was a fun night, and I really give them a show of their life.
We're talking to Jason, who took a video of a very strange phenomenon in Lake Superior. It's big. It's clearly large, whatever it is. If it's a reflection, it's a large reflection. If it's Jesus walking with a staff, Jesus is huge.
Yeah, he is. I'm proud of him.
If it's a ship, it's a huge ship. When, for example, the Weather Channel, a credible outlet, certainly, when they're looking at this thing and they're talking about it, what did they suggest? Or did they make a suggestion?
They talked about like some sort of a weather reflection phenomenon that I think was warm air over cold air and this and that. And
but air doesn't have a
good job, nerds.
Color or definition.
Yeah, air's not that big.
Exactly.
Air's not that
way
big.
Too scientific for me.
That's
huge. I'd like to think of it as the big alien coming out of the ground, or the what they say there was a video of Bigfoot or something just not too long ago from this area.
Absolutely, I saw that. I saw that on MLive. Yeah. Did you see that, Mark? That Bigfoot video?
Yeah.
It looks like there's something weird there.
Mark's lowest moment.
Dude, yeah, it's a bear or a person walking.
A person walking with its hairy all around.
No, they had a sweatshirt on a hoodie.
Just here in the last year, few years, the DNR admitted to cougars running around the area. And, honestly, I've been seeing cougars for quite some time.
Mm. Oh, and they denied that for years, didn't they?
Well, they hang out at all the bars. I mean, you can't deny that.
Hey!
Sucked you in!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a rim shot.
Yeah,
I'm
actually laughing.
This is
for
a rock
real.
Station, right? I mean, I can do that.
Of course. No, you can do anything. You can swear.
Now, really? Jason, you have like a regular YouTube channel then?
Yeah, I've got about 1,500 videos since 2007.
What?
And,
wait, what kind of videos?
My highest viewed video on YouTube, up until this morning, was at 1.3 million hits. It took me 3 years to get that high.
And what was that? What was that video, Jason?
That one was of a snowmobile hill climb. During the wintertime, I film snowmobiles. I travel all
Let's
over Michigan
looks.
And lower Michigan. And a lot of the videos I film are drag race videos.
We're looking at it right now as you make your way up the mountain. I think, is that the one with 1.2? Yeah, 1.3, 1.4 million views almost.
That looks like a blast.
Right.
Wow, that is very cool.
To be quite honest with you, anybody that rides a snowmobile and has seen that video.
There goes Jason. He's off the snowmobile.
Ever.
The snowmobile is falling down the hill.
No, the way.
Now he's going to try it again, it looks like.
Yeah, there's I've got so many different videos like that on there. It's just, if you like snowmobiles, that's the place to
there
go.
There goes Jason up the mountain, you know, once again after the first disaster.
You know, they got my snowmobile videos got so popular that I had to start a Facebook page called Just Snowmobiles. We're at about, I think, 27,
oh, he's off the snowmobile. The snowmobile's driving itself.
It's a ghost snowmobile. It goes down a jump.
There you go.
Wow.
Man, this is, YouTube should be all about ghosts.
Right.
Well, there's some nice production effect there with the fade out. That was cool.
Yeah, did you add any star wipes?
But I mean, yeah. I mean, that was 2014, and it took me 2 years to get that. So,
wow.
I had another video shortly after that of a Marine escort that was coming home. I ride with the Michigan Patriot Guard, and oftentimes we put our motorcycle. I don't ride a motorcycle. I fly a big American flag underneath my above my van.
Well, let's not talk. That video's not as much fun to make fun of. So. Can't make fun of that video.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
cool.
It's a great opportunity to show off our American veterans and
this is a
give tribute. So.
This video is actually fun to watch because I can't believe you're going to make it up this mountain.
Right?
You never do you?
Am I right or wrong?
There was two people that actually made it up, and it was the one and only time they had a hill climb on that hill. It's sitting right next to the ski jump we have in town here, the Pine Mountain Ski Jump. It's kind of like right alongside of it where they did it, and unfortunately they think that they possibly damaged the hill a little bit, and they didn't want to risk that anymore. So.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Huh.
But anyway, there's a lot of other cool hill climbs and good videos, the drag races.
Oh, and this rider is down, down on his side.
But yeah, I'm just floored. In 72 hours, this video is going to cross 2 million hits.
Wow.
Amazing.
Just, now, can you capitalize on it? Can you financially get anything out of this? Do you have ads? When do ads kick in?
I got ads on there. It's monetized.
Really?
Just starting,
just like
to
our podcast.
The first waves kind of... Right. I've been approached by multiple viral video companies offering to take care of the video, as they say, you know.
Yeah.
Give me 60%, keep 40, and I said, no, thank you.
Yeah, you're going to get ripped off 40%. That's crap.
Well, see, now, if you guys want to
get
play
off the
that
podcast,
video somewhere,
podcast
they would charge
yesterday.
You money to do it.
when you say monetized, by the way, was it, you make a living with your YouTube channel? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I quit my job over 2 years ago and started kind of semi-reporting the news locally here. I don't call myself a reporter, more of a citizen journalism sort of thing.
What?
And what? I've gotten more into
pretty
video,
into all this stuff.
Locally. So,
Wait, were you actually a reporter before?
No, I did a little CNN iReporting back around 2008, 2010.
CNN reporting.
I reporting.
What does that mean?
Anybody can just send in their video.
Oh, okay, so
citizen report.
Did you have any training for that reporting?
I was one of those people willing to talk shit about Obama on video with my face and American flag in the background, and they were more than willing to post my views on CNN. So,
did you have any journalism? Did you go to take any journalism courses, for example, or did you just kind of wing it?
No.
So, what's the job you quit it. To do this?
Yeah, they'll help us know.
Gosh, I have to think what my last... I think my last job was working at Wendy's as a manager.
Oh.
I agree!
Really?
When I realized my employees were making 50 cents under me and I had been there over 2 years, I thought,
what?
Just not the right
job.
They
always say, people always say, hey, there's always jobs at Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, and you can work your way up to manager. But if you work your way up to manager, you make less money?
Well, you know what? A manager in Iron Mountain, Michigan gets paid probably $9 an hour.
Oh, boy.
Man, I don't know how you afforded that snowmobile.
Right. Luckily for me, I just hold the camera and do all the hard work.
So, Jason, I noticed I'm reading some of the comments on the unedited footage, and I noticed that you did too because you commented back to some people. Did you read all the comments, and how many negative comments are there?
A lot.
Did you?
There's the one guy that's ragging you, saying you needed a tripod.
You know, I think the 1 minute video right now has 2,000 thumbs down and 1,200 up.
What?
Which it's a good idea to read all those.
No,
I do read a lot of them, and it gets
is he popping off back
crazy
at is he popping
times,
off back at him, Mark?
He's replied to a few, nothing, no pop offs that I've seen.
Yeah, you know, here is an awesome statistic for you, across the board. If somebody does not like your video and they think it's absolutely fake and the stupidest thing in the world, they will tell 100 people. They'll post it 100 different places.
Yeah, I've noticed.
If somebody likes your video and they think, wow, that's really cool, they're going to share it once to their Facebook page and go, hey, check this out. So realistically, people who hate it are making it viral for me. So thank you very much. Keep sharing it.
Jason, I'm really bummed that you didn't reply to the reply to you on this one when Rocket Pig 200 says, fake! And then you wrote, as you, LOL. And then the chicken quack responds, what the fuck was that comeback?
Wow, sounds like she was reeling.
Get back on there, Jason, well, you know, and tell the chicken.
You know, what's funny is I didn't realize people like you were reading those comments. So,
yeah, he reads them all.
There's nothing worse in the world than YouTube
there's
comments.
There's only like 900 on that one on one video. Yeah.
Comments are generally better than videos in most cases, although probably not in this case.
YouTube is the worst commenters, though.
Oh, are they?
Oh, my God. They're vicious.
I think this is a legitimate mystery. I think it's damn fascinating. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Amen.
2 years ago, they would have got under my skin. Right now, I'm just sitting back, relaxing, well, trying to relax. And
Jason, what gave you the thick skin you're known for now?
Probably all the hate comments locally around town. That you know, I stick my nose where it probably doesn't belong half the time. But
really,
such amazingly, as... I on my Facebook page, I figured out 2/3 are women. I couldn't figure that out. Why 2/3 were women fans of mine? And
hot?
Are you hot?
Yes, they talk the most shit.
Oh, really?
Married and untouchable, but I guess that's cool.
Okay. Well, is there a photograph of you in some state of undress or something on this site?
What?
That the women are digging?
With comments?
Looking for that? No.
If you post one, whether it's you or not, the women won't post all those hateful comments.
Well, there's Jason with that big beard. I see you.
Here's another comment.
That's it. I still have that big beard, too. My wife hasn't seen my face in 2 years.
Really? Well, who knows?
I told her it's going to snow in this winter, so I got to keep the face warm.
What's that T-shirt say? Do you ever get the feeling that you're being watched? Because if it's bothering you, I'll stop.
That's a word to read.
Yeah.
Cryptic.
You like that, eh?
What? No, it's cool. Very. It's just a lot of reading for one shirt. But can I ask, you know, with this viral video, I mean, clearly this is, you've really reached a new peak here. What's next for Jason?
I don't know. That's like, how do I top that? You know, where do I go from here?
That's why
I
asked.
Talk to you next? I think the thing that started off with this recording artist from Nashville and indie singer, I mean, who knows where it goes from here? Maybe Kid Rock wants to come up here and go tour the EP with me. That'd be great. Oh. Otherwise,
I said,
you know, I honestly know some good remote locations where there aren't a lot of people if you want privacy. So,
really?
Well, we'll pass along to him for sure. Not making any promises, but
right.
Is the ghost ship video going to be in the video that you just produced for the artist?
We were talking about that. We're not really sure.
Should be.
If for as viral as this video seems to be going, why not? Because what part of that video aren't you going to recognize now?
Jason, this one commenter wants to know, why did the video stop? I would have filmed until my phone died or it went away.
It wasn't any, it wasn't. I filmed so many different videos that it didn't really make a lot of difference. The sun set and we looked back and it was gone. But
and what about this other one that said, it's just a whale's boner?
It could be. I don't know. Not a lot of whales out there. Somebody thought it was an oil platform out there drilling for oil. And
yeah,
like,
you replied to that one.
No.
No, your reply was, on Lake Superior? Don't think so! Exclamation point.
Right?
Yeah. But his comment was more annoying because it was, bro, that's an oil rig thing.
Bro. I do enjoy replying that disappears? Back to people as an ignorant ass.
It's got to be Evan Fitzgerald.
It's definitely bringing the idiots out of the everywhere.
That's right.
Well, Jason, congratulations on your viral video, and we'll continue to try and solve this mystery along with everyone else, and let us know if you find anything out.
Appreciate it.
About your ghost ship.
I will definitely share that video to you guys when it is out and produced and going viral, hopefully it's all.
And we'll certainly
the music video I'm talking.
Yeah.
We'll pass everything along to Kid Rock as well. We've got some pretty good contacts in there. See. Who knows? Cool. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, you never do know.
Thanks,
Jason.
Thanks a lot.
Nice talking to you.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you, man.
Bye-bye.
Rock on.
Bye.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Oh, come on.
He said rock on, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a rocker. Jason is a rocker.
I had somebody tell me that at a store where I was checking out. And the
rock
guy said,
on?
Okay, rock on.
Oh, that's awesome. Like,
where did that come from, though?
It's pretty intense.
It is very intense.
My Strange Criminal Addiction. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yes.
We used to just die at the
absolutely
reenactments.
Jay, I know.
Can you pop me
that
up?
That was hilarious.
This is one of the creepiest stories I've ever heard. Yimbo. This is on Investigation Discovery.
Robert Wells believes he's found a fountain of youth that will prevent him from aging. Drinking the urine of young people.
Oh, boy.
Look at Joe.
He's devised methods of collecting the urine.
He's devised
without
methods.
The unwitting donor now
remember
about it.
I do remember this.
The reenactments are the best. There's people acting it out.
I know.
1993 Midwest theme park.
I wanted to get a fresher batch of urine. As opposed to it laying in a cup getting stale.
Yeah, oh, the stale urine.
Can you pause this for a second?
Time to decompose.
Can you imagine the guy's agent goes, hey, I got a job for you.
This is the real guy talking, though. He's got glasses on and a hat, so you won't know who he is.
Oh, the real guy isn't reenacting? The real guy is reenacting?
The real guy is being interviewed and telling the story.
Oh,
but
cool.
Then they do have they do have the reenactors.
But, I mean, so somebody got the call to reenact the person who likes to drink kids' urine.
I gotta say, man, if you're going to drink urine, it might as well be fresh. Right? You don't have no stale.
No,
urine.
No. Ugh. Gross.
Robert seeking out fresh urine
that has
just been excreted. Not unlike a heroin addict looking for the best.
It's very unlike
hit.
It. You dope.
Robert uses his design skills to create a new method to capture urine.
Capture it.
What it was a piece of black plastic with a hole cut into it.
The plastic will hide Wells' elaborate urine collecting system.
It's UCI. Wait, urine collecting, UCS.
This
reenactor sitting on a drafting board holding
sure
up pieces of paper.
Small enough that they could urinate through it but not see me. And I had a tube that would receive the urine.
The tube will funnel fresh urine straight to Robert. To implement his new scheme, Robert poses as a maintenance worker in a theme park restroom.
He's taping this plastic over, like, the diaper-changing thing that comes
down. I told
him
that the toilets were not working.
And he puts out-of-order signs on all
the toilets.
They
would go through that plastic sheet.
That's genius.
Wait, hold on.
Necessity's a mother
of
invention.
Knew, you know, going out and collecting urine is not morally correct.
I just went here earlier than today.
Don't mind me, I'm just fixing some pipes under here.
So he goes, don't mind me, I'm fixing some pipes as he goes behind his little
collect
sheet.
It and to consume it.
Robert is not
consume
a pedophile.
You.
Robert has a delusional belief. His end game is the urine. That is really all he wants.
That's when life's
that
bad,
said,
when your end game is the
Robert
urine.
Collecting urine could be very traumatizing to the children if they knew what he was doing.
There's the reenactor. The guy's sucking out a little plastic tube.
It doesn't take long for the plan to go completely awry.
I'm shocked.
When an impatient mother goes looking for her son.
His mother walked in, and that's when she saw me behind the screen. And I was just broken down to a point where I felt so bad about what I did, I didn't say anything.
What were you going to say? Hey, your
Robert
kid's urine was really good.
As a child sex
can I have some more? I'll buy it off you. Don't say anything. I'll just buy it from you.
I couldn't believe that they had created a charge like that out of collecting urine.
5 years in prison for that. For collecting urine.
That's a little extreme.
I know, that's what I mean.
Five years, buddy.
No, he never even saw his wiener.
I mean, why can't he just advertise that he needs urine to drink?
Well, it was 1993. He probably is
an experiment. I'm doing an experiment. I need lots of kids' urine.
He probably is a Craigslist listing now.
I mean, if you paid like $20 for a few ounces of urine, maybe people would answer your ad.
I think you're overpaying. $20? How many ounces are you talking
I don't know. I'm just figuring the money's got to be good. Or people go, I'm not going to give urine to that creep for $10. I'm holding out for more.
It's got
to
be fresh.
No, he needs it.
He's paying for it to be fresh. So you have to go to his house and urinate in a funnel. And that's a little weird. So maybe $20 is about right.
Oh, you teased the story about the guy with the child died in the hot car.
Yeah.
And I've been really interested in that story. And Good Morning America's been doing stuff, but I haven't seen that much about it.
Justin Harris, the guy down in Georgia, took his kid to Chick-fil-A, went to work instead of taking the kid to daycare.
He took the kid inside Chick-fil-A, yeah. too.
Yeah. The testimony from the manager of the Chick-fil-A was really interesting because he interacted with the child.
Mm.
With Cooper, I think his name was. Interacted with him, said, hi, Coop, and waved to him. So he remembered them. And that was the whole thing is, you know, is it possible for this father to forget that he had his kid in the car seat when he left Chick-fil-A? Well,
it takes a lot of spacing out.
Because he turned one way versus the other way.
They went the wrong way. Exactly. Yeah.
So now they're focusing on a couple things. He was texting a 15-year-old girl during work that day. The jurors were shown the jurors today were shown photos of the father's genitalia that he sent to the underage girl.
Oh, God.
His dick pic was entered into evidence, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you see his dick pic?
I have not seen it yet. I'll look a little.
Is there any description of it?
Let's see. The teen whose identity was protected by the trial judge said she met Harris through the anonymous messaging app Whisper. She falsely said she was 18. The girl testified. Harris responded to a post she wrote that said, I love older guys. It was a sexual conversation, she told the court. Harris sent a photo of his penis. She responded with a photo of her genitalia.
Really? She's 15-year-old?
She's 15. She eventually told him her real age.
I want to know what my teen years would have been like if it was now.
Oh, you would have been.
I'd be getting.
You would have been on Whisper.
Well, I'm just wondering if I would have been getting all kinds of pictures of girls in their, you know,
no,
their bodies.
No, you would have been sending pictures of your dick to everybody.
If they wanted me to, I would have gotten what I wanted back. I probably would have.
You would have been sending pictures of David Poole in swim class. Or Clayton beating it in the...
Clayton the evil creation.
She eventually told him her real age. She said, quote, he told me he wanted me to make him a nutty man. This guy, by the way, God, if people haven't seen this dude, this Justin Harris, just Google him. He's the biggest load.
I know, he is.
He looks like a total turd.
He looks like someone to me, and I can't figure out who it is, like some actor or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's a load, though. Whoever it is, it's a total load.
They never met in person, nor did they discuss Harris's 22-month-old son, Cooper. Oh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked he never mentioned it to the 15-year-old he was sending dick pics to. Another woman, Jacqueline Robledo, testified she had sex with Harris when she was 19.
Wait, she had sex with him?
Yeah, in 2014. So that
was he married?
He would have been married then. Yeah.
What's up with this guy? Because his wife? I'm just trying
standing
to
by him.
His wife. Is she...
You know what? There's pictures of her.
Look at her.
Look at her words. There's a couple other ones. Another witness.
Not my first pick.
I'm going to bury the lead here, too, by the way, so we'll get to it.
Take a look. You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think so. I don't think
so. Another woman who was on trial, Daniela Dorr, distinctly remembered Harris as a repeat client. When police showed her his photograph, she testified this is last Friday. This is the prostitute that he was banging. Harris, 35.
He was banging a prostitute, too?
You got it. Yeah, three times.
Why is this guy having more sex than everyone in this room combined? This turd?
Well, prostitute's 15-year-old.
Oh, the prostitute's gross, by the way. Is that her, Jay?
She's disgusting. She got a nice titty tat.
What a pig.
Did you see her titty tat?
Yeah, I can see part of it. And, you know, she's wearing this demure outfit like, look how classy I am. But the tat's like right there coming out of her. It's not covered by her classy blazer.
So they found her number on his cell phone after they arrested him for Cooper's death.
Jay, can you describe her hair?
Oh.
It's a fucking mess. It's like a Brillo pad gone wrong.
Well, it's all pulled back.
She had a client and put it in a bun.
It looks ridiculous, though. It's like she's never had it in a bun before. It's just all pulled back and it just explodes. Looks greasy as hell, too.
Hey, I can still get $50 for a handy. Who cares what my hair looks like?
I'll do it for $25 if I have
to. It probably looks so bad with all the semen in it.
Oh, God.
Do you have time to wash the semen out?
She didn't even use a hair tie or a clip. She just bunched it all together and it stayed up there.
Hey, semen's good for your hair, darling.
She told the court, this is great, he had no presence. He was just dumpy. It was vanilla sex. Nice being a loose-lip prostitute.
God.
They asked me if I'd seen this person, and I recognized him. I told the cops he first came to see me the week of my birthday, May 18th. Once again, never visit a prostitute around her birthday. She'll never forget it.
I guess not.
She always remember what happened on your birthday. She also she was working from a hotel several.
His wife's kind of cute.
Yeah, his wife's
not bad looking.
Too bad.
She's actually good looking.
So she could remember him because she does not prefer white men.
That chick doesn't.
That prostitute.
Really?
Prefers black men.
She's a Kardashian.
She does not like white men. He was very relaxed, but it was strictly.
She's totally white, isn't she?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, but.
He was very relaxed, but it was strictly business and he was on his way. Okay, now that begs the question. Who are your clients that want to sit and cuddle and chat about your hair and your titty tat? Nobody. Wouldn't everybody be?
Oh, if you blew up in her, you'd want to be out of there so fast. I mean, I would think you might break Ben Johnson's record in 100 meters getting away from her after the second contraction.
Once the roof comes back to you. Then you're out of there.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Just a fact.
okay,
God, so. What if you could be in the Olympics? If you could somehow bring that into the Olympics, you could run so fast. This is an unusual arrangement. The American 100-meter runner, is apparently going to ejaculate into that ugly prostitute. And as soon as he's done, they're going to fire the gun.
You'd have a false start and you wouldn't even
After
care.
After the second contraction, they're going to fail.
You wouldn't even care. Your false start. You just got to get away from that beast. Their semen soaked hair.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you have the 15-year-old girl on Friday.
That's the wife, too? Yeah. Oh, man, did she have. Oh, boy, she gained some weight from that baby.
You have the 15-year-old girl on Friday. You have the prostitute yesterday.
Look at her.
And today, that Jacqueline Robledo that I was talking about, she was 19 at the time she had sex with Harris.
Yeah.
I believe that was on vacation. She also met him on Whisper and began a friendship. She testified that they met up summer of 2013 to have sex at his apartment. After that, they allegedly kept up an online friendship. She also testified that Harris told her he hooked up with a man.
What?
While on vacation in 2014. He allegedly met that man on Whisper as well.
What?
So
what?
Not only is he...
This guy's bi?
Apparently hooked up with a man on Whisper.
Wow.
Yep. He's banging probably, prostitutes.
He's probably more bummed about that testimony than he is about the fact that he's up for the death penalty.
Oh, I think he's getting off. They're just talking about his sex life at all.
That's true. He's probably sitting there hard the whole time.
Can you believe that, though?
No, I can't. You know,
I didn't see that coming because he's such a load.
No. Of course, you know, the fact that he's sexting, it's funny. This is so stupid. But when I hear stories like that, and you hear them all the time about, you know, you see this guy who's a load, a total load, and then you hear about all these chicks, he's sexting, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's banging prostitutes, and you're thinking, this guy has the wildest sex life. I mean, I could never dream of a sex life like this loser. So what does that make me? I mean, not that I want to be with all these gross chicks.
I was going to say, I'm going to bring you back to reality. One was a man, one was a semen-soaked, haired prostitute, and do you want to see the other chick?
Semen-hair-soaked.
Semen-hair-soaked. What did I say? Semen-soaked hair?
Semen-soaked hair. Well semen-soaked hair works. I think I had a better modifier.
And the other chick is gigantic.
Yeah.
Can you pot this up? This is her talking about hooking up with a dude.
His 2014, where he talked about that, meeting a random person.
I do.
Tell the jury about that.
He mentioned that he was on vacation and that he had met up with a guy and had relations with him.
What? Did he say what app he used to meet up with him?
Whisper.
She whispered it.
Well, you can't say it loud. You can't go whisper. You gotta say whisper. So can they? I don't know much about Whisper. Do you, Jay? You're a computer guy. I wonder if that is like.
Oh, Jay, you're all over Whisper. Get out of here. Come on.
I just wonder if that's like if it saves any of your messages or if the company saves them. Wouldn't you think that all be subpoenaed?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So we can see his sexy tux. Well, did get the photo of his dong that he sent to the 15-year-old.
Oh, that's true. Wait, would she have had it or did they disappear? Like
Snapchat? I don't know.
That'd be kind of wild if that chick... I mean, he would be so rock if that chick had saved that picture of his dong all that time.
wait, I could actually do a better
you
one.
You saved that whole... Object. I got to have a conference with this chick.
Well, first off, you know it's going to be like one of the best pictures he's ever taken because he's sending it to
her. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The lighting.
Every
and the
angle,
shading.
The lighting. Yeah, he probably brought in a couple special lights for it.
Freshly shaved.
Shading, yeah. Absolutely shading.
Put a little rouge on this underside here. He's got those, what do they call the photographer? It's like those white balance things for lighting.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, Drew, he had to take it like six times to get it perfect.
Absolutely.
One time.
I do the same thing.
The first time he took it, his whole hand was wrapped around. He goes, no, that makes it look small. That messes up the scale.
Yeah, my hand's really big.
So then he tried to find something to make the scale off a little bit. So he got a trick ruler. I don't know.
Probably tried to hire someone with a small hand, too.
Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
I can't believe all this coming up, though, in this
awful,
stupid, horrible case. Robin is the widow of Scott Halpin, who's the guy that drummed with The Who, mm-hmm. was pulled out of the crowd.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about, today's actually the anniversary. We usually do the day ahead, but
right.
We called the number yesterday. He died in 2008. Yeah.
Of a broken heart?
No.
He never got to be with The Who?
It's from Rockin'
Well,
Too Hard.
I'm sure that probably bummed him out, but he and Robin, I believe, were married for a long time, and they were both in the arts.
That's cool.
He was in bands. I think he did graphic arts or something, but they seem to have done okay.
There he is, drumming.
That is not Scott Halpin.
What are you talking about?
That little black kid that needs to be thumbs down repeatedly.
What are you talking about? This kid rules.
He's wax cymbals the whole time.
He's very Zildjian heavy.
He's sponsored by Zildjian, by the way.
Is he?
If you go to his website, yeah.
Oh.
That kid is sponsored?
Yeah, he's 12 now.
By who?
Zildjian.
You can also buy t-shirts, but he's out of merch right now. Big mistake before Black Friday. My man.
There's merch for this brat?
Yeah, well, no, there's not. There's a merch page on his website, but there's nothing available right now, which is a huge mistake before Black Friday. Unlike us.
No, I want to know
we have merch available.
Why would anybody be buying this kid's merch?
He rocks.
I don't see him in my top 100.
Yet.
Whoa.
He is symbol heavy.
How about Eminence Front? That's a nice long intro.
Okay. Well, do you want me to change?
No, this is good. Scott could not have played on Eminence Front anyway, because it was, what, 7 or 8 years away?
Oh, right.
It was November 20th, 1973 or 74. I don't know. There's some dispute about that.
What? Non-working number?
I called it last night.
Is that your handwriting?
Oh, it's Brandon's handwriting.
What is that second digit?
That's a six. It looks like an eight. I did the same thing last night. Another Brandon...
So it's really not Brandon's number.
No. Yes, it is Brandon's number.
But it's not because he wrote it down wrong.
He wrote it down wrong and then he corrected it. It was hard to tell which one was right. And we both called the wrong one first.
Wait, so it's a six.
Yes, it's a six.
Doesn't look like his other six.
I don't know. Maybe Roy Moore wrote it. Roy Moore's accuser wrote it.
Oh, my God. That's
Roy
a random
Moore story. I know.
Hello.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
It's Detroit calling. It's Drew and Mark and Trudy.
Hey, Robin.
Drew and Mark and Trudy. Awesome.
Hi, Robin.
How you doing?
Doing well.
You know, it must have been, I'm sure you probably were made aware of the anniversary, and that has to be kind of interesting. I know you lost Scott, and I'm so sorry about that, but it's still got to be kind of interesting to come up to the anniversary again.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is that people still are interested. And so, you know, it's no surprise to me because it's a story that when people encounter it, they just love it. Every generation, you know, young and old. So Anyway, I appreciate you calling.
No, it's a lot. And I appreciate you taking the call last night. It is such a fun story. And we had Scott tell it on the air probably 15 or 16 years ago. And it was funny. Is his friend Mike, who was there with him, is Mike still around?
Mike is still around. Yeah, I was just out visiting in the Bay Area and spent some time with him.
Yep. Well, that was the way I think maybe Mike was telling his story on YouTube. They were going to the Who show and they were scalping tickets and they were what, 19 years old,
right?
And they got some really good seats, I guess, and they were up at the front when Keith Moon collapsed.
Well, you know, it was actually kind of before the day of seats up front. It was more the kind of scary days where you just took your chances. It was more like a mosh pit, you know, and the way he told the story is Leonard Skinner was on first, so they just kind of cruised around while that was going on, but then they were positioning themselves for the Who, got up right in front of the stage, but it was really, really crazy, so they just kind of started to cruise around, then, you know, at the point where Keith Moon collapsed, first time they were up kind of in the back, higher, a little higher up. But I do credit Mike Denise. The whole story depends on him and his confidence in his friend and some kind of weird foresight. Because he said he, you know, turned and said, let's go back down. He's going to pass out again.
Oh. Wow.
So they did. They made their way. And then by the time that Keith Moon passed out again, they were literally right over at the side of the stage, kind of by the security gate. And Mike Denise just raised a ruckus. He was like, this guy can play. This guy can play. And the security guards came over, you know, like, I lived in San Francisco for a long time. I went to a lot of Bill Graham shows. And the security guards were always, like, right on that there was a problem. And so these security guards come up. They don't like the fact that Mike is, you know, making a fuss. But right after that, Bill Graham comes right out. And he just sizes Scott up. He looks at him. And to hear Mike Denise tell the story, he just basically said, can you do it? And Scott said, yes.
They were invited by Bill Graham himself?
Yes.
Wow.
But Scott had not played drums in a while.
It's been about a year.
Are you surprised?
He floated back and forth between art and music constantly, and he was in a very arty stage at that point. So he wasn't playing drums. He was living down in Monterey with his girlfriend, Pam, and just painting. He was a painter. And so he had traveled up from Monterey, and then Mike was living up in Tahoe at that point. So they both, they met in San Francisco. They met at the Cow Palace. The story about the scalp tickets, that's correct. Scott did not have a ticket. They bought a ticket. And, you know, just, I remember those shows. You'd be in line all day waiting to get in.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And how long after you started dating him did he tell you the story about it?
Well, the first time I heard it was maybe like a year after.
Wow.
I knew him more as a kind of like an art student colleague, not boyfriend-girlfriend thing right away. But after we finally got hooked up and I was with him and a bunch of his friends, a Who song came on the radio and everybody went nuts.
And I would have thought he would have found a way to play a Who song before a year in.
Right. Wow.
So then I got the full story at that point. But you know what's so interesting, because times have changed so radically and we don't realize it, but at that time, he didn't know really what he played. And there wasn't like 50 million recorded documentation of what had happened. It wasn't like that for a long time. He couldn't even really remember what he played.
Huh. Wow.
And Mike couldn't remember?
Scott.
Nope.
No,
Scott,
I think his friend watching might have remembered what the songs were.
Well, at that time, though, there you can imagine that was 15 minutes that went by so fast. Yeah. And the thing is, it wasn't like they played My Generation or Magic Bus. They played obscure stuff, sort of.
Yeah.
They were essentially B-sides that I think were part of the regular set list. I don't think they changed the set list at all.
Yeah, they were kind of strange choices because I was looking for, you know, it was the end of the show. I thought, you know, they were playing big songs. And one of the songs, I guess, had a fairly complex drum pattern to it, and Townsend was trying to help him.
Well, you know, at the beginning of it, what ended up emerging was MTV did a special, and they got hold of a Bill Graham video that was done for insurance purposes.
Hmm.
So it was a very low-grade video, and you guys have probably already seen it.
I did.
But up until that time, it wasn't like we'd seen it or we knew about it or anything like that. But if you look at the video, it starts out and Pete is back there by the drum kit and he's communicating with Scott. They're checking in and he's hanging out pretty close to Scott at that point. But by the second number, he's fully up at the front of the stage doing his show.
Right. The Wikipedia page is very specific. Do you know, is the Wikipedia page fairly accurate?
Well, there's a guy, Wikipedia, I need to get in there and change that because
I'll do it. What do you want changed?
There's a person who registered their opinion. I don't know exactly who he was, but he thought Scott might have done okay, or he was kind of critical about it, but
yeah, it was a little. I agree, it was a little overly critical because I think they talked to a couple people who said, you know, he looked very comfortable, and I think Scott had a couple funny quotes, like he couldn't believe how much there was to hit. There were so many drums up there.
Yeah, that was one of the famous ones because there was a drum everywhere. Yeah, well, in fact, there's a BBC special that was done back in 2012. By a young lady named Emma Holton, who fell in love with the story because her dad told it to her. Hmm. And she produced a half an hour show. And one of the most interesting parts of that, because a lot of the stuff I've heard again and again, but she got in touch with a guy named Bob Heil, who has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He basically invented the quadrophenia sound. And that was his PA up on stage that night. And he was on stage right there by Scott at the drum kit. And in this BBC interview, he says they started out softly to see what was going to happen. The more they played, the more he was with them. And everybody was amazed, looking around, going, where'd this guy come from? Wow, this guy is great. And he was. He knew every lick, and it was quite a sensation to play as well as he did and mix in right in with the band. And we're not talking about just any band. We're talking about The Who.
Right.
Oh, so there's a guy who was actually there, and that's what he thought about it. So
now, is it true Scott was given a jacket, and then that jacket was stolen later that evening? And why didn't he ever write The Who and ask for another jacket? I think they could have, you know, had an extra one around.
You know, he was always a little bit protective about that. You know, you talked to me about the thing that Pete Townsend wrote as a memorial.
Yeah, last night we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, And, you know, he said if he'd ever called and asked for tickets, it would have been no problem. That just wasn't Scott's way, you know.
Well, he also said that he thought it was so cool that he never did call and ask for tickets.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And Pete Townsend, I'm glad you brought that up. Pete Townsend eulogized Scott and the story when Scott died, and it was so nice. I just couldn't get over how cool it was that Pete Townsend did that. And it wasn't just a couple sentences either.
No, he basically said it was one of my favorite all-time live experiences on stage.
Yeah, he said he told the story himself many, many times, and yeah, he did say how much he appreciated that Scott never tried to capitalize on it. It was just a great moment, and Scott was one of the many cool people in the business he'd met over the years, and it was just really nice. It was really sweet. That's I thought cool. It was so cool that he did that.
Yeah, I did too. And what I said to him on the phone last night, you know, I'm just kind of looking through the various online people who communicated, my friends and family. And then there's this message by Pete of The Who.
Wow. So, Robin, how are you getting along? You know, Scott, you lost Scott 9 years ago.
Yes. I miss him every day. We had a relationship that if anybody you ever talked to who knew us would tell you, it was pretty incredible. And so, I do miss him, but I feel his presence in my life all the time. He was a phenomenal artist in music and visual arts. And so one of the things I'm doing is that he left this just huge body of work, both music, recorded music, and two-dimensional and three-dimensional artwork. So I had an opening on September 9th of the Chief Scott Halpin Archive here in Bloomington. And so now I'm working with this body of work, and it's a really big task, but it's awesome. It's super exciting. I can't think of anything.
Do you think it'll ever go on tour, possibly? You know.
Well, that's my hope, is that we can have some shows that go out to like regional art centers and stuff like that.
Like Chicago, something like that.
Book. He also is a huge book person, and all his artwork is kind of small. Did a lot of magazine illustration as well, so it has that kind of intimate feel. So I want to publish some books now. It's so easy to make a book now. Right. So. Do some of that stuff, but mainly just archive it, protect it, archive it digitally, and then get it out in the world in other ways. So that's what I'm working on.
Now, is that, I'm looking at ImageKind, is that Scott's art online?
That's interesting, because we were setting that up right very close to when he passed. He was so excited about the possibility of communicating and selling art online the way it is now. And then we just stuck our toe in that water. But those images are the images we first were just putting up. But I want to totally revisit that. And I mean, that it needs to be, those are just a few images at that moment that we put up. I estimate 10,000 original art pieces of artwork and probably close to 10,000 hours of recorded music, because he was recording himself from the 70s, both original music and experimental music and cover bands that he was in through the years.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Well, you can look at some of the stuff there at, if you search on Scott Halpin, it's Scott Halpin, correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll take a look at it, and I'm looking at some stuff right now. And thanks so much for your time, Robin, and I really appreciate it. It's such a great story, and I'm glad it still lives.
You know, I was wondering, is it possible to post it on the fan page?
Of course, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll send it to your cell phone?
Yeah, that'd
okay.
be great.
Great. Thank you, Robin.
Okay, well, hello to all your listeners, and thank you for being interested in this story.
You bet. We'll never lose interest. It's such a great story.
Okay.
Thanks again, Robin.
Okay.
Thanks, Robin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Yeah. I hold the gun, and I hold the wound. And we stand looking in each other's eyes. It all looks fine. We'll be right back.
Is that one of the songs Scott played on?
Yeah, it's the one he had trouble with, allegedly.
Yeah, that's, I think, what she was a little miffed about. And I don't blame her. I mean, please. Really? It sounds like it was very, it actually went very well. And it is such a funny story.
And I think he pioneered something else that happens routinely now when bands pull fans from the audience.
Yeah, that's true. It does happen a lot
now.
Yeah, it's set up. Yeah. But it's still kind of,
the crowd loves it.
I think there have been a few genuine ones that I've seen online. I think so. You never know.
You were fooled.
Huh?
You were fooled.
Don't get fooled again. But they.
I don't know. There's one with Springsteen and a guy who's probably. Maybe 17 or 18 years old. He plays on the song Growing Up, which is an obscure song.
Yeah.
And Bruce, I think the guy's holding a sign. And Bruce says, can he really play it? Like, he's very skeptical because it's just not, Growing Up is not a song you think of when you think of Bruce. And the guy's like, absolutely. And they bring a guitar out and I don't know if it's real or not. Maybe it is fake.
Well, I don't know if they're fake so much. They have to kind of figure out whether, because there are people, they don't want the crowd to bum out.
No.
Somebody can't do it, And there's a guy, I was watching a video of the guy that Green Day pulled up about a year ago.
Oh, they pull guys up every show. I don't think those are fake, are they?
That dude was so great, he's like doing the air kicks and all the right spots and playing and singing.
If they're not fake, how do they always get a really good player?
They don't always get a really good player.
Or somebody that can at least play. Because there's an ass out there who can't play that's like, choose me.
It was me.
And you think
Tide Run Green.
Exactly. You think there'd be video of Trudy going up on stage just blowing it.
Oh, there were people playing with Tide Run Green who didn't play terribly well.
You're just saying that to make me feel better. But no.
I didn't think they were that great, honestly.